Okay, good evening. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue some Shin Samach Gimel. We're up to Se'ifim, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey this evening. So again, Shin Samach Gimel began by telling us that if you have a chatzar that's surrounded only on three sides and that the fourth side is opened up, so you need to do something on the fourth side. So Se'ifim, Be'ez and Gimel tell us what that thing is to do. So in the Sif Be'ez, we spoke about a chatzar, that there are differences whether it's less than 10 amos and more than 10 amos, and how to put up one board that's four tefachim, or two things that are a mashahu. So now we move on to Siv Gimel. Mavui sheyesh l'shalosh mechitzos uparos mitzad revius. If you have a mavui that's closed on three sides and open on the fourth side, hitiru belechi. You only need a lechi. Pirush targum hakerisha echod luchal chada. Just one beam. Sha'av yovarachbo kol shehu. That's just a kol shehu in terms of its size. She'amidenu bepesach mavui, and you put that at the entrance way to the mavi. If you have a gavo, asar tefachim, the height needs to be 10 tefachim, but in terms of the width and length, it only needs to be a mashu. When we call davar sheya asenu kasher, and you can make this lechi out of anything, afilu mibalei chayim, you can make it out of living animals. Oblavat sheikshrenu shom bechavalim lechasei mavi b'yisedos sheyotzim minaksalim b'inyan sheinu yachalir boats. As long as you tie it down really well so that it's not able to get away, k'deish leismai gavo me'asar tefachim, so it's not able to crouch down, rather, so that it wouldn't be lower than 10 tefachim, because if the animal is able to sit down and go below 10 tefachim, then it's not a valid lechi anymore. A human being can be a lechi if you tie a human being to that spot. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nir Gimel, Hitiru Belechi, V'yavtu B'chatzar Binan Davka Pasrach of Arba Tefachim. And even though when it came to a chatzar, a lechi wasn't enough, you needed a 4 tefach wide board, Hachi Yikilu Chacham, over here the Chacham were more mekel. V'atam, the reason they were more mekel, Shekol Shu Asu Yosu L'dir L'tashmush Yatzneya, Tzarech Mechitzos Yosu Gemuros. An area that's more used for living and for private types of behaviors need better mechitzos. So when it comes to a chatzer where people do more private things and eating, you need more complete mechitzos, so that they have a shemer shosiachid. As opposed to mavuos, you don't really do such sneal stick of things there. So a mavi doesn't need such gewaldic walls, so a lechi is going to be good enough. We're going to see that there are many more details over here in terms of the construction of this mavui, but fundamentally a mavui in this sense is more kal than a chatzer. Kol shehu afilu pachs me'etzba. Kol shehu means even if it's less than the thickness of your thumb, it's good enough to be a lechi. Ba'pesach ha'mavoy, and the kamatzif lamed aleph, we'll discuss that. Asara tefachim, meruvachim v'lo mitzumtzamim. But it's got to be 10 tefachim high, but it can't be 10 tefachim mitzumtzamim. It's got to be, when you make a tefach, you could either have a very tight fist or a little bit looser. So it's got to be, tefach that's a generous tefach. Asara tefachim mahani afil l'mavi shekvoy asramama. A 10 tefach high lechi is good enough no matter how tall the mavui is. The mavui could be 20 amos high, and a 10 tefach high lechi is still good enough. V'afilu kasher, we said, even if you just tie down an animal there, or a person there, rather, it's good enough. Umayri shelo hodiyo shemidu l'shem lechi. But it has to be that you don't let him know that he's there as a lechi. Im kem bevaday yelichlo shelo yamid shom kol hayom, because otherwise he'll just leave, because why would he stay there? L'chein b'inan davka kasher. Kasher, that's why you need it to be tied down. Meaning, if you don't tell him that he's being used as a lechi, you have no guarantee that he's going to stay there. If you tell him, look, we need you for a lechi, then he would stay there, but that doesn't work. It has to be that he doesn't know that he's being used as a wall. So the only way to get him to stay there is by tying him. And some are machmir, even if you let him know, because he might forget and leave. Oh, meaning there are two deos over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Why is it that we say that he has to be tied down? So the first day in the Mishnah Berurah says, he doesn't really have to be tied down. If you just let him know that he's needed as a lechi, then that's good enough. So then you don't have to tie him down, then he'll probably stay there. Second day in the Shulchan Aruch says, no, he's going to leave eventually. So you got to tie him down whether he knows he's being used as a lechi or he doesn't know he's being used as a lechi. Sif dalet, im yesh ktsas kosel beruach revi, ole mishum lechi, ublevat sheye bo rochav tefach. If there's a little bit of a wall left on the fourth side, that counts as your lechi as long as it's one tefach wide. Says the Mishum Rim, yesh ktsas kosel, after lo nasa l'shem lechi, even though it was just part of the pre-existing wall. It wasn't made for the sake of Alechi. Kaimelan, the Alechi Yom and Mail of Gamkin Kosher, Kavan Sif Yural, Fein Sham. Alechi that's there on its own is also good. Roch of Tefach, it's got to be at least a Tefach wide, though. Ein Bir Alecha, where I imagine he discusses why it needs to be Roch of Tefach and why a Mashahu is not enough, right? Meaning we said before that a Mashahu is good enough when you put up a Lechi. Sivhei, Lechi di Inashu Bezekel, Lomatzikai, Lochash of Lechi. Any lechi that would be blown down by the wind is not considered a lechi. Lechi di nashav mishabruv uadim kashos and tzuras apesach. The ladim mechitza sheni yichol lam ruach mitzuy sheni mechitza. A tzuras apesach that would blow down is also not a tzuras apesach. It's like any mechitza that would blow down in the normal wind is not a mechitza. Vafilu ein ruach mepil lor tel menido. Kamosh kos besin shen samach beisiv alif. Even if the wind would just shake it a lot, that would also invalidate it. Lo chashav lechi nearly dim alechi lemata in a Let's say you have a lechi that's 10 amos high, but the first 10 tefachim off the ground stays in place, and it's only on the top that it's swaying back and forth. That's fine. Because you don't need anything above 10 tefachim off the ground. Just the first 10 tefachim is all you need to have a lechi. So to review what we learned tonight in Siv Gimel, we said that if you have a mavoi that has three walls and is open on the fourth side, then you don't need a four tefach wide board like you would by a chatzer, which is a more private area. All you need is a lechi, and a lechi could just be a kolshu as long as it is 10 tefachim high. It could even be made from balei chayim as long as you tie them up in a way where they can't crouch down, and it could even be made from a human being. 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah, if you could just tell the human being and then you won't have to tie him down. 2 days, whether that works. And then in Siv Dalet we said that if there's a little bit of a kosel in the Ruach Ravi, that counts as a lechi as long as it's just a tefach, even though you didn't put it there for the sake of a lechi. And then in Siv Hei we said that a lechi has to be able to withstand a normal wind, but if the bottom 10 tefachim of the lechi can withstand a normal wind, even though the top parts are going to sway a lot in the wind, that's perfectly kosher as well. Okay, but tomorrow, same time, same place, Si'ifim, Vav, and Zayin. Everyone have a wonderful evening.